some street talk, street god, street vlogs. Yeah, smart talks. Kick it out of the house.
All right, so I'm ready to the world. Kendrick said, okay, I'm gonna start thinking of myself like, am I gonna be the first vlogger, rapper, right? Like Kendrick's like, all my life I want money and power, respect my mind or die from lead shower. I pray my get as big as the Eiffel Tower so I could the world for 24 hours. Okay, so feeling super good. Alright, some thoughts. First thought. I feel good. No. Okay, so I think the best way to feel super effing great and good is simple. The first thought is it must be physiological, and it looks like I'm pretty committed to obviously nothing's forever, but life in Phnom Penh. Chunom Kamai, sub sabai te. Life in Phnom Penh, Cambodia, is super sabai. Sabai is my new favorite word, okay? But anyways, yeah, I think, obviously everyone wants to feel good, right? You gotta do another 100 grand, 100K party. Gotta do a little 100K crip walk. Right. The rules, the EK rules. First rule, you got to sleep super effing good. So set up your living quarters bed, spend infinite monies on the good duvet, pillows, whatevs, right? And it does seem that after all of this 100% cotton, maybe it works the best. Not sure, but right. The second thought is this is some funny find Robusta, Air Kim Omakase, still got a few in stock. Find Robusta, Quail coffee, just look for it. Really, really strong coffee first thing in the morning. But my thought is a dose dependency thing. Oh, and also these are for us men, right? And this is a thing that, like, maybe we shouldn't talk about gender. Let's talk about, like, semen, right? The question is, do you have balls or not? Do you have semen or not? Like, can you ejaculate or not? Is the thought. do you produce sperm or not is the question, right? Like, are you sperm forward? Spermable? Spermable? Spermiable? Right? So some funny, it might be pseudoscience, probably is pseudoscience. Okay, when you say that it's probably pseudoscience, there actually might be truth to it, of like semen retention. So obviously, if you're about to deadlift 500 kilograms, you're probably not gonna rub one out real quick, probably, because that's a source of all your energies. So the obvious strategy is just never blow your load. You gotta buy the Rolly Rolls Royce. Right. It's actually funny being here in Phnom Penh. I see like, what, 5 or 6 rolls a day? People here are obviously way richer than they are in the States. Americans are P00R. Think about it this way. So they call it a spank bank, or they call it a semen bank. Like, if you think about like semen, like your life force capital, right? And the reason why a lot of religions say that you shouldn't spill your seed on the ground is that the general idea is that let us say that your life force energy, your ability to produce like phenomenal children are stored in your testes and your semen. If that's the case, then you don't want to just blow your load on, thin air. it's kind of like money. So money, Bitcoin, capital, US dollar bills, same thing. So like, for example, let's say you have 20 Bitcoins, right? Let's say you have a million or 2 million, like whatever dollar amount. Like, if anything, using Bitcoins as a monetary value of account is more useful because of inflation, the numbers are getting so big. Like, $1 million don't mean nothing no more. 2 million, 4 million, whatevs, right? But Bitcoins, like one Bitcoin, two. Okay, so let's say you had 20 Bitcoins, one Bitcoin, two Bitcoin, whatever Bitcoins you have, right? Like, and let us say that your semen, your sperm, your seed, whatever you want to call it, is like your metaphorical Bitcoins. Would you just want to blow it on thin air, or do you want it to, you know, be productive, right? So people invest their capital, right? The question is, do people invest their semen? Funny thoughts, right? So, okay, I was thinking about this, right? Obviously, like, what is the point of, you know, feeling good when you're doing it? Obviously, if that wasn't feeling good, like, humanity would not produce children, probably, right? And obviously, if there's no children, no kids, no babies, the human rights is gonna die off, right?
Some nice hot boy haircuts.
So the obvious thing is, just think and consider, like, if overnight everyone just bought a dog and did not produce no new kids, then what would happen? Obviously, we all die off, right? I think some people want to see that happen. I don't. And the refreshing thing about leaving the States is you kind of realize America's like very, America is very bizarro. It seems like people are, like, I call it like hyper media or hyper capitalism. America's like in like capitalism version 4.0, in which it becomes more about self-destruction than creation. So now, you know, being here in Asia, which is so refreshing, especially being here in Cambodia, Phnom Penh, the median age is 25 years old. So you see everybody is young and it's so refreshing. Like, you go to a restaurant, right? You go to a nice restaurant and then all the waiters are like 18, 19 years old. The people in the kitchen are like maybe, I don't know, 17, 18, 19, 20 years old. All the staff is young. And so it's kind of nice to see a young society, because a young society is a growing society and people still have kids. Like, the obvious thing is to have kids. Like, that's like, it makes sense, right? You have at least two kids. It looks like in Cambodia, Phnom Penh, the university educated, the goal is to have at least two kids, golden standard. Same thing in Vietnam. And this is why Asia is rising. Specifically, like, Vietnam and Cambodia is definitely on the up and up. Korea is like dying. What is the median age? What, like 65 in Korea? America's dying. What, average median age is what?
45? Don't know.
And so, like, why is there this trend towards not having kids no more? My philosophical, sociological theory is actually it's like hyper-capitalism. So once again, once you're so far ahead of the curve in terms of capitalism, like, it's so much about consumption, buying more stuff, and rather than, you know, stuff that's not consumerist, then what happens is societal advertising is all about making more money in order to produce more, purchase and consume more, I don't know, luxury goods. And society does not see children as a luxury good. Maybe not yet, maybe in the future. If anything, like, I don't know, maybe 10, 15 years down the line, if you have like 4 or 5 kids in LA, that's a sign of, the new sign of wealth, right? Like, question, would you rather have 10 kids or 10 Rolls Royces, right? Obviously, we'd have 10 kids, like, especially if these like little mini versions of you, right? And I mean, a simple strategy, if you want to have kids, multiple kids, just live in Phnom Penh. Like, you just hire an army of nannies, right? Yeah, and I think it does seem to be the truth too. Also, maybe the reason why people don't have no kids no more is because life in America is just kind of like depressing. Check out this here. So life in America is depressing. So what that means is it just feels so hopeless. Like, ooh, nice gold reflection here, ABA. It just feels so hopeless for the average American. So what that means is, it's like you fucking grind your whole effing life, and the overwhelming feeling of debt and hopelessness is so overwhelming, you could barely keep yourself alive, let alone, you know, get married and have a kid. So I think, I don't know, maybe a sense of hopelessness is the issue. And financial, economic superfluousness. There's also some theories too. I mean, it makes sense, right? Like, a woman will not hormonally feel comfortable having a kid or bear children in the womb if woman does not feel like economically, financially secure. So even there's this syndrome where, like, if a woman's in a very, very stressful situation, like, the body will self-abort because it's a body signal that, like, you're being born in a war zone. If this baby comes to fruition, the baby and you might die. So there needs to be a sense of, you know, economic certainty. So because of the economic uncertainty in America and inflation, inflation is like anti-kids, right? Because with inflation, like, a pack of eggs in the States is what, like $12 now? It's like, it's crazy. Here in Cambodia, you get 2 eggs, buy one, get one free for like $1. It's amazing. And so, yeah, you kind of need a sense of upwards growth. And so my simple economic leverage thought and strategy is, like, what if you could harness the economic upside of being American and living somewhere where your economic leverage is far stronger in, let's say, a Phnom Penh, a Saigon, or even, ooh, look at these bubbles. Or even Hanoi, Ho Chi Minh City, Saigon. I don't know, Mexico City. Yeah. And life goals, I mean, some simple millennial life goals: get married, try to have at least 2 kids, 2.2 kids, 2.4 kids, something like that. I mean, there's a reason we have 2 kidneys, 2 lungs, 2 eyeballs, 2 ears. So try to have at least 2 kids. I mean, like, the true biggest blessing in life is you have 2 kids, 1 boy, 1 girl, older boy, younger daughter, like me and my younger sister, very, very grateful. But I mean, obviously, like, if you think long enough, you have, let's say you have 5 girls, that's cool, that's great too. Then you would have the joy of seeing them give birth and expand the family, whatever, right? And it's kind of hard to think too, but the reason why Americans are so myopic in a bad way is because it's hard for us to think about, like, your kids, for when your kids have kids, right? And in this way, perhaps Kim Kardashian could be considered the most virtuous modern day woman, right? Because she's got four kids. She's much more successful than you. Don't hate her because she's more successful than you, right? Even Kanye, right? Still playing after two kids. Wow, look at this car. So gangster. So yeah, I think having kids is the ultimate privilege. Yeah, don't buy the Lamb. Like, Lamborghinis are for la losers, three-dimensional losers. You're a loser in every single dimension. Shout out to Charlie Kirk. Two cute dogs.
What was the next picture?
And actually, a funny thought too. The ultimate vlogging tool is probably an iPhone, just always with you. But anyways, yeah, year 2025, kind of a lot of big things happening. You live in the States, you have access to the US equity markets, Strategy, MSTR, MSTU, good bets, otherwise just Bitcoin. And yeah, once you have the economic freedom and sovereignty, then you could do anything.